Hello, I'm Bob Atlas, CEO of the Maryland Hospital Association. Sadly, it seems we all know someone, perhaps a family member or a friend or neighbor, whose life has been tragically impacted by opioid misuse. The numbers are staggering. Between 2013 and 2016, hospital emergency department visits related to opioids jumped 82%. In 2017, there were more than 2,000 opioid-related deaths in Maryland. In Annapolis last year, hospitals promoted passage of a state law to ensure that every hospital has a discharge protocol for patients identified as having a substance use disorder to help make sure they get the right follow-up care. Hospitals then surpassed the law's requirements, working in concert to put best practices into action. Now, most hospitals screen all emergency department patients for signs of substance use disorders. They're also making follow-up calls to connect patients leaving the hospital with community care providers, even setting up appointments for treatment. And every Maryland hospital is prescribing or dispensing the life-saving drug naloxone. Hospitals are working on prevention, too. They're teaming up with doctors to reduce amounts of opioids prescribed for pain and to promote non-opioid options, where appropriate, for pain management. The bottom line is your local hospital is working hard to stem the opioid crisis. We will not let up until this horror is a distant memory.